This is the story of the peddler with three chairs. A peddler is a person who travels around selling things that he carries with him. One icy morning, a poor peddler woke early and took his only possessions, three chairs. As he walked towards the town, he had to keep stopping to put the chairs down and to warm his hands in his pockets. After a while, the peddler came to a house on the side of the road. He walked up onto the front porch and knocked on the door. A woman opened it. The peddler said, "Would you like to buy some chairs?" The woman replied, "Yes, indeed, I would like to have one chair so that I could sit in the sun on the porch in front of my house to watch people going by on the road. But I'm too poor. I don't have enough money for a chair." The peddler noticed that the woman was holding a ball of wool yarn, two knitting needles, and a woolen glove that she had almost finished knitting. He said, "Instead of buying a chair, you could rent one. Give me a pair of gloves, and I will let you have one chair for the rest of the day. Later today, I will return and take the chair back." "That would be good," said the woman. "I have already finished knitting a left glove. If you wait a few minutes, I will finish the right glove and rent the pair of gloves to you. I won't give them to you. Just rent them for the rest of the day. Later, when you return to take the chair back, you can give me the gloves back." The peddler thought, "My hands are really cold. Even if I have to give the gloves back to this woman, at least I can use them all day." The peddler put one of his chairs down on the porch facing the road. The woman sat on the chair and knitted for a while, then handed the new pair of gloves to the peddler. The peddler put on the gloves and walked off carrying two chairs, leaving the woman sitting on her porch in the sun, watching people going by on the road. Soon the peddler came to another house. Outside the house, a little girl was sitting on the ground crying. "Why are you crying?" asked the peddler. "I don't have any toys," said the girl.
"Don't you get toys for your birthday?" asked the peddler.
"No," said the little girl. "I'm an orphan, and nobody knows when my birthday is, so I never get toys."
"I'll see if I can help you," said the peddler. "I don't have anything now. Will you still be here when I get back later today?"
"Of course," answered the little girl. "I never go anywhere." By the time the peddler got near the town, he was hungry for lunch, so he stopped at the inn beside the road. An inn is like a restaurant. The peddler said to the innkeeper, "If you give me lunch, I will give you two chairs. But two chairs is worth more than lunch, so if you also give me a nice pot, we'll have a deal." The innkeeper needed two extra chairs for his guests to sit on while they ate, because he was expecting a crowd of people to come for supper later. So he said, "Fine, give me two chairs, and I will give you lunch and a pot." After lunch, the peddler went into the kitchen, pointed to one of the pots, and said, "Please give me that one." The innkeeper said, "You can have that pot, but it is full of oatmeal porridge left over from breakfast. I will clean out the oatmeal and give you the pot." The peddler said, "No thanks. Please don't bother. I'll just take the pot full of oatmeal and clean it out myself." The peddler picked up the pot and walked back outside onto the road. Now the peddler had a pot, the oatmeal, and what else? A pair of gloves. He walked to the house of a rich grocery merchant. A merchant is a person who buys and sells things in a shop. A merchant doesn't travel around carrying things like a peddler. He knocked on the merchant's door. Nothing happened. He knocked again. After a long time, the merchant opened the door. He looked very sleepy. He said,
I'm glad that you did not come any earlier, because I like to sleep late, and I just woke up before you started knocking.
If you just woke up, then I have something that I know you will like, said the peddler. A pot of oatmeal porridge that is just right for breakfast.
The rich merchant was very happy. He said, Why, that is splendid. I love oatmeal for breakfast, but most people are already eating lunch by the time I wake up. And all the oatmeal is usually gone.
Please come inside.
The peddler followed the merchant into his dining room and sat there as the merchant ate the whole pot of porridge. At last, the rich man finished eating. He said, That was very nice of you to give me that present. Thank you so much.
Present? Said the peddler. I thought you would buy the porridge from me. I didn't say anything about a present.
Buy? Said the rich merchant. You never said anything about selling the porridge. Now it's too late. Anyway, thank you.
Of course, people get rich from getting things, not by paying for them.
The peddler looked around the room, then said to the merchant, I see that you have an old piano in the living room. It's all covered with a cloth, and it looks like you never play it.
An intelligent and cultured man like you, said the peddler, needs a better piano.
I think that you never play this piano because it is not worthy of you, but if you had a nice new piano, it would be easy for you to play beautiful music, and also it would look better in your living room.
I know that I could play the piano very well, said the rich merchant, but I have been much too busy to find myself a really good piano.
I can help you, said the peddler, if you give me a sack of flour, a sack of carrots, and a sack of potatoes. I know of a great piano that I can get you for them.
Now the merchant thought, this will be a really good deal. A piano is worth a lot more than 3 sacks of food. No wonder that peddler is so poor and I am so rich, because I make really good deals for myself, and that fool makes really bad ones for himself.
Of course, the merchant did not say this to the peddler. He just thought it to himself. What he said aloud was, Okay, take those 3 sacks and buy me that piano. I see that you are a good friend to me. You gave me that nice present of porridge, and now you're getting me a piano. I am glad that you came and knocked on my door.
The peddler picked up the empty pot, but as he was walking out of the merchant's house, he said,
That old piano in the living room is going to be in the way of the new one. It will cost you money to get rid of it. Let me do you a favor. Give me a wheelbarrow so that I can take the piano away.
The rich merchant thought that was a good idea, so he let the peddler take a wheelbarrow. Now the peddler was walking down the road with a wheelbarrow in which was a piano, a pot, and what? A pair of gloves.
The peddler walked across town to a piano dealer's shop. The peddler asked, Can you fix this piano up good as new?
The dealer answered,
I sure can. You won't recognize it when I have finished. I can fix it, polish it, and tune it.
Please do that for me, and I will give you this pot.
The dealer said, Oh, no, that's not enough. I do very fine work.
I don't have anything else to give you, said the peddler.
How good a job can you do if I just give you this pot?
The peddler held out the pot.
The dealer saw that the peddler was quite poor and thought that the peddler did not know anything about pianos. He also saw that the piano in the wheelbarrow was old, yet a very good one. He said, Okay, give me the pot and I will fix the piano for you.
It's a deal, said the peddler. I will leave all my other stuff here and be back in a few hours.
With that, the peddler walked off to a meadow, lay down in some soft grass, and went to sleep. When he woke up, the sun was low in the sky. The peddler walked back to the piano shop. The dealer said, "You are just in time. I am all done. Look, I put your piano into the wheelbarrow for you. This looks like a completely different piano, doesn't it?"
"You know what?" said the peddler. "It actually is a completely different piano. This is a cheap new piano that you got somewhere. The piano I brought to you was an expensive piano that just needed some fixing up."
"I'll tell you what. Give me my pot back, and you can keep that old piano and sell it to someone else."
"Okay," said the dealer. "Here's your pot. If you find any other pianos you want fixed up, remember to come here."
"Sure thing," said the peddler, as he pushed the wheelbarrow away from the piano shop and up the road. In the wheelbarrow was the piano, the pot, and what? Gloves? No. The peddler was wearing the gloves on his hands because it was getting cold again. He crossed the town. When he got near the rich merchant's house, he hid the wheelbarrow and the pot behind a tree and carried the piano up the merchant's front door. "I have a new piano for you, just like I said," the peddler told the merchant.
"Very good," said the merchant. "Now I have a piano I can be proud of. How can I ever thank you?"
"Well," said the peddler, "instead of thanking me, you can give me the sacks of flour, carrots, and potatoes that we talked about before."
"Oh, I forgot. There, you can take them from inside the store."
The peddler picked up the three heavy sacks and carried them to where he had hidden the wheelbarrow. He put the sacks into the wheelbarrow and walked to the inn. By now he was very hungry and it was getting dark out.
"Hello," he said to the innkeeper. "Can you give me some supper?"
"Of course, I would be happy to give you some supper, but how will you pay for the supper?" asked the innkeeper.
"Look," said the peddler, "I can give you a sack of flour, a sack of carrots, and a sack of potatoes. But that is worth more than just a dinner. I tell you what, you can have those three sacks if you give me supper and give me back those two chairs I gave you before."
Now the crowd of people that the innkeeper had been expecting had already come, eaten, and gone on their way, so the innkeeper did not need the two extra chairs anymore. However, after he had given supper to all those people, he didn't have much food left, so he was glad to get the three sacks of food that the peddler had. He said,
"Well, the three sacks
is not enough for dinner and two chairs. I'll tell you what, give me back that pot that you took, and we have a deal."
"Fine," said the peddler. The peddler ate his supper and then left the inn, pushing the wheelbarrow with the two chairs in it.
After a while, the peddler came to the house where the little girl was still sitting in front, crying.
"I have a toy for you," said the peddler.
The peddler took his chairs out of the wheelbarrow.
"The chairs?" said the girl.
"They don't look like toys."
"No," said the peddler, "the wheelbarrow."
The little girl was very happy to get a wheelbarrow and gave the peddler a hug. Next, the peddler came to the house of the woman who had knit the gloves. The peddler said, "Here are the gloves that you rented to me, and I will take the chair that I rented to you."
"Thank you," said the woman. "I enjoyed the chair."
"Thank you," said the peddler. "I enjoyed the gloves." The peddler then returned home carrying his three chairs. And that's the story of the peddler with three chairs. The end.